Blog Talk Radio.
We couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
oh, my
but
my.
We get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up.
Back up.
We fall down,
oh my,
but
my,
we
my.
Get
we get back up again. We can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
fall down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do.
We
can rise back up again.
For
the Savior.
Get back up again.
You're waiting on me.
Get back up.
You guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your girl Ebony B, aka Diva Mary Kay, and welcome to Spiritual Feeding. It's been a long week. We've been feeding our minds, we've been feeding the physical, we've been feeding everybody else around us. But tonight, for an hour, maybe a little bit over it to y'all, depends on how it's going, we are going to feed our spirit today. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live, and big shout-out to my co-host, Mike Mitch. He should be at the hospital right now with his fiance. She was having contractions, so we want to just speak blessings over him and the baby and the mother right now, because the baby could be here soon. So just send a big blessing out to them, and I'm going to hold it down, Mike Mitch, while you're not here. But again, we got to get that spiritual feeding on. So y'all make sure y'all grab your plates, aka your Bible, and open up your spirit, because tonight we are going to be talking about power living. And just like the song I played before, Marvin said, you know, we fall down when we get back up. It's so important for you to understand that we get back up no matter what happens, man. So we're going to be talking about this power living tonight. You guys call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to get your mic open to chime in on the topic. Let's get right into this thing. We're going to open this up by praising God. Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, I wouldn't have neither one of those days, God. I come to you humble, and I come to you as a servant to you, Lord. And I thank you for giving us grace and mercy. Grace is when you give us things every day that we don't deserve, Lord. And mercy is when you withhold the things that we are not ready for right now. So, God, I thank you for that. I ask that you bless this show, and I ask that you use me, Lord, and everybody else is tuning in and listening and chiming in on tonight as a tool to encourage and inspire each other to have power living within you, Lord. We're going to talk about this power living, and, you know, let's talk about this. And this is one thing that was on my heart is, you know, what do you, you know, some of the things that we go through, but what do you see? And, you know, sometimes we find ourselves saying, you know, help, Lord. I just can't see my way out of my situation. You know, I've been doing this for so long, and I've been here, and it seems like every time I take 2 steps forward, it's always 5 steps back. You know, I always try to be courteous and nice and help people, but it always seems like I don't have a way to get better or to prosper. But, you know, we got to take this to the Lord. If you can't see your way out of anything. It can be alcohol, drugs, depression, low self-esteem, your financial situation, you have issues in your relationship, and you just can't see your way out of that thing. But there is help, and you can get out of that situation, but it's going to have to take with you feeding your spirit, encouraging yourself, power living through the Lord. And, you know, and I'm going to come from, of course, the Word of God. We're going to come from Kings chapter 6, verse 17. It said, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray that thee open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots and fire round about Elijah. He knew where to go to get his help. He prayed to God. He said, Elijah prayed to God. He said, Lord, I pray thee open his eyes. We got to get to the point that we start praying to God and say, God, open my eyes. And not just my eyes, open my heart, open my mind, open my spirit, open it to what I've been closing you out to. Open up and give me understanding of my situation. You know, we have to ask ourselves, what enemy, you know, do we feel is about to swoop in and destroy us? Ask yourself that. What enemy do I feel is about to, or enemies, because there could be many in our life on today, but what enemy or enemies are about to swoop in and destroy us on today? Now that you ask yourself that, now you can see the enemies. You see what it is. You know what is overtaking you and what is holding you and have strongholds over you. Now that you can see your enemies, refocus to see your Lord, your Creator. You know, when Elijah prayed for his servant eyes to be open, you know, Elijah prayed having it already seen that God's provision. When he prayed to God and said, God, no, open his eyes, he already knew that God was going to do it. Elijah had faith already. Again, this hot topic, power living. You know, he had already seen God's provision over his servant. You know, I want you to know today that your answers, you know, your provision, your protection is already surrounding you. You just need your eyes open to see God's mighty hands at work in your life. We got to begin to use, you know, secondary eyes of faith. I know we see things in the physical, you know, and it may seem that it's all jacked up and things not going right, but you got to use your secondary eye, and that's your eye of faith. In order to live life, for me, I've come to overstand, and let me break down this overstand thing, because y'all going to hear, you know, Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, say this often. When you understand something, it's limited information. You understand it like it's limited. Like if you go outside, you know that the next block is such and such and such. But when you overstand something, you have information 360 around it. It's not limited. You have removed yourself out of limited thinking and to try and went further to get more information to know it all about, all around itself. Not just saying, you know what, my bills, my rent is late and I'm about to get evicted. Not just stopping right there and saying, oh, well, you know, I know that I have a creator that's going to provide a way for me to encourage myself to have power limit and I can do something about it. I don't have to be a victim to my circumstances. So when y'all hear me say overstand, that's because I overstand things. I have unlimited information about it, not limited information about it. But in order, you know, to live a life as God has intended for us, we have to practice the principles of seeing the Lord's provision over you, the Lord's protection, the Lord's deliverance, and kept and around you. You know, God is ready and willing and able to defeat all your enemies that try to come against you. But when we facing things in our life, we already got to say, you know, we already know that's done. Like, oh, I know my paycheck there. I know I'm going to get paid. I know this going to happen. You got to speak this thing into existence and believe it. Because when you praying, and if you want some things to change in your life and you want to have power living, you already got to know that it's going to happen. And it's going to happen in the right time. I'm a witness. When I say I'm a witness and I know that God takes care of me and my son and the people around me, even my enemies, I pray for them. I humbly pray for them. I pray even harder for them. Because they coming against me, but I know that he's going to work it out. He is always right there on time when I need him, y'all. So that power living, when you're saying yourself, you're saying, you know, God, help me. I just can't see my way out. You can see your way out. When you go to the Lord in your own personal time, your quiet place with you. And again, you need to have a quiet place. It's, when we go to pray with God and when we go to talk to God, it's a personal relationship. We don't need everybody around us. Usually, most likely, it's going to be a distraction. So it's important that we go with the one-on-one. Lord, I need to talk to you. I need to release. I need to surrender. I need to repent. I need to really get honest with you and let you know what's going on, even though you already know. But I need to get this out so I can be able to hear it and to be able to get direction from you and not myself. It's serious, y'all. We got more. Oh, it just don't stop. Power living is just not, you know, just seeing your way out of things. You know, when what do you hear? Power living. Lord, speak to me. You already said, you know, God, I can't see my way out. Show me. Now the time is to say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, and you got to intake that word. We're going to get into a music break, and when I come back, we're going to get more into this power living. We're going to start talking about asking, when we say asking God to speak to us, and how to put ourselves in a position to really hear the Lord speaking to us and to be able for our spirits to be truly open. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, a.k.a. Ebony B. You are now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding. Big shout-out to Mike Mitch, and the baby is on the way coming. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Also, you can jump in the chat room and give your feedback and get your phrase on. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. You got to encourage yourself, man.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. ambassador. Yours truly. It's true. Yeah. Is the choice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the choice of only the minority, but he's the ultimate authority. We call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me without restraint. Who knows how hard the heart will be? The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block to be proof, soak in anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy, to improperly getting cash to girls who flash like photography without properly understanding biblical prophecy. You can't possibly see what it's stopping me. Enduring all the verbal mockery. Got to be cause he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property. And periodically some youth don't want to copy me. As a copy, he saved us, so no one lives properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God will be mercy and grace, the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack cause of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our body. I believe I'm a diver, sure, not probably. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's gotta be, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out to sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks will be. Aww. But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me. Yeah, that's why I love him. Yo, that's why I love him. Bring it.
Word. I love you, Jesus.
Know it, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
No one
Jesus.
Above you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, I know it, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus. I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world, she's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me, cause we used to go together, kinda like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that bars the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B. Ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I want to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on the tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus.
Met you. everything's okay.
Even at a dead end.
You always make a way. I mean, you got me speechless, like I don't know what to say. Feel me? You show me love when most people try to hate. Lord, Lord, you're so real, like the opposite.
Wow, you guys, welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl, Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kane. You are tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding. Each and every Sunday, we'll be broadcasting live 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East, and we're going to be getting this spiritual feeding in. Like, it's so important, and we're talking about this hot topic tonight, which is power living. It's so important for you to have power living with the Lord. I mean, to always encourage yourself, like, embrace your haters, because you're going to have haters and naysayers, but it's so important for us to have powerful living and encourage ourselves. And the word, that's the song I played before, the ambassador, I love you, Jesus. Like, even with Pandora on your phone, you know, your MP3 player, you always want to have the word of God with you. Also, I would say the songs of God with you. For me, it works. When I'm on my way to work, I'm listening to my favorite gospel songs, and I'm listening to my favorite gospel rap, as well as I got the word with me, my daily Bible, or a small Bible that I carry with me. It's very important that we get into this power living. Like, it's so important. It's going to do you so much justice. That's why I really had to do this topic tonight. And it's just a blessing. And Rocker Block is here. Rocker Block, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Spiritual Feed. And I know you're ready to eat, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to eat. What's up, Ebony? Good evening, everybody who's listening. I'm definitely ready for some meat and not no milk. I had my milk already, you know, and I'm ready for some meat. So I'm excited about the show, you know what I mean? Power living is definitely, in my personal opinion, is a form of everything all at once. You know, putting on the full armor of God, fasting, praying, getting to know God for yourself, learning his character, and learning what he wants, what his will is for you and as an individual and for all of us all together. And that's all that in one, you know what I mean? So there's power living, staying prayed up, always ready for trial and tribulation, and accepting God's discipline. And, you know, when we do fall short of his glory, and repenting as soon as we do, confessing our sins, and that's power living, in my opinion. That's power living. And, you know, to God be the glory.
You definitely right about that, you know, Rocker Black. Everything that you touched on is so true. It's so true. You know, and even with the power living, or what do you hear? And definitely got to come out of the Word of God. Got to come out of the good book. The good book, it's the reason why they call this thing a good book. Y'all better get the understanding of it. But we're going to come from Mark chapter 4, verse 24. It says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measures ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall be given, and unto you that hear shall more be given. And that's Mark 4, verse 24. I'm going to read that again. I hear you, Lord. Mark 4, verse 24 says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measures ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. And as Mark chapter 4, verse 24. You know, today we are going to begin to change the way we converse with the Lord, to open spiritual ears, to hear what our Father was saying. You know, it's three things that I want y'all to do every time you talk to the Lord. And it's working for me, so it may work for you. But the first thing you need to do, when you're going to talk to the Lord, and like I said before, you get to your quiet place with the Lord, because when you're talking to the Lord, it's quality time with you and the Lord. You don't need Dana and Craig around you. You don't need them. It's just you and the Lord. It's important. So the first thing you want to do is pour out your soul. I mean, let it all out. Pour out your soul to the Lord. The Bible says, you know, the Bible says, and she was in a bitterness of her soul and prayed to the Lord and wept. That's First Samuel, chapter 1 and verse 10. You know, speak with God openly and be honest. This is your creator. You can get honest with him. I don't even understand why we try to hide things. Where in the world can we go that we can hide from the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
That's all God is waiting on you to do. It's just be honest with me. I love you. You can be honest with me. I created you. And if anybody is going to judge you, it will be me because I created you. You ain't got to worry about nobody else. But that's the first thing you do. When you go to the Lord in your power living, encouraging yourself and speaking to God about what's going on with you, pour it out. Pour it all out and just get honest. It's so important. Go ahead, Rocker Block. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. He knows everything you do before you even do it. He knew I was going to mess up. He knew I was going to be an alcoholic. He knew I was going to be a drug dealer. He knew I was going to go to jail before I even knew. He knew these things. But his plan was to fix it and to show up and show out and show the world that, and show me personally, individually, that he can pull me out of it. You know what I'm saying? So in order, you know, there's no reason for me to lie about anything. Just go ahead and confess to him everything that's going on in my life because God is all omnipresent and he knows everything before we even know it. He knew.
Mm-hmm.
And
we got this, you know, we got this thing going around, and you're right, Lord, let me say this, get through the second and third before I say that. But the next thing you do after you pour your heart out and you pour all your soul out to the Lord and getting honest with him, and Rocker Block, I thank you for sharing that. The next thing you want to cleanse your heart and your mind. And when I say, you know, cleanse your heart and your mind when you're going to talk to the Lord, you know, you want to get the bills, the kids, your job, out of your mind. Like, you want to get all that stuff out, the people who hurt you, the heartbreak that you endured, your people cheating on you, somebody lying to you, somebody talking about you behind your back. You want to get all of that out. Remove that. Cleanse your heart and your mind. Focus on God. Then open your heart to talk to the Lord. You know, ask for him to cleanse you. Father God, cleanse me. Cleanse me of all this clutter, Lord. I want to be clutter-free. You got to ask God to cleanse your heart and renew your spirit within. That's so important. I got to say that again. You got to ask God to cleanse your heart and renew your spirit within. Because we got so much clutter going on in the inside of us. And you know, some as women and men, we hold it in, hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. And then when it finally comes out as this terrible thing. You usually end up damaging and hurting everything around you, including yourself. So after you then came to the Lord, you then poured out your everything, got it all out, and was being honest with him, the second thing you want to do is just ask God to renew your spirit, your heart and your spirit. Ask to remove all the clutter, all the depression, all the pain of what anybody has ever did to me. Lord, remove this pain from me, because if you continue to walk around and be upset with somebody and hold on to the pain that they gave you, you are their victim. They walk around still smoking, still drinking, still doing whatever they're doing, still jumping off, still carrying on, living their life how they want to, and you sitting up talking about, that's all right, God going to get them, God going to get them, and talking about, yeah, karma is the bee, it's going to come back around. But guess what? While you waiting on somebody else's karma, you getting yours right now. And if you don't want that to happen in your life on today, you have to pick up and practice your power living with the Lord. And the last thing that you want to do after you do all that, I know it's a bit much, but, you know, it's not going to happen all in one day. Let me tell y'all that. I'm a witness. The next thing you want to do, you're going to wait. I know some of y'all are like, what? Yeah, wait. Just be patient and wait. Continue reading God's word. Listen to the counsel of his people. You know, and his answer will come to you. And wait quietly. Wait quietly until you hear what the Lord has to say. Because he know, whether he says receive it or do it today, just wait. Wait for what God has for you. Because God wants to see if you want to be obedient. If you want to take this time, first of all, look at the whole situation with the three things that I've just said. You know, when we come into God and we live in our power living, and the first thing is being honest and being open. Wouldn't you want somebody to be honest and open with you? Wouldn't you want them to tell you the truth? You know, and
Amen.
After that, and if you want, yeah, and after that, you know, and having a relationship with you, because remind you, you're doing all this so you can have a more closer and better relationship with your Creator, the one that loves you no matter what. Overseeing why you're going through this process. So wouldn't you want somebody to be open and honest with you? And wouldn't you want somebody to get their all that clutter about their heart, about their spirit? You know, asking God, I just want to be clutter-free. Father God, cleanse me. God, cleanse my heart and renew my spirit. That's powerful with the saying itself.
Amen.
And then the last thing, you know, just wait. Wouldn't you want somebody to wait on you? Because no matter what we're going through, I'm going to put you on mute, Rocker Block, I'm sorry. No matter what we're going through and no matter what we can't see and what we can't hear, and just because we don't see it in the physical, does not mean it's not going to come to pass. It's crazy because society has us all caught up on this time thing, this time. That's what happened to us, you know, that's what really has changed a lot of things with the families and, you know, with our communities, because we think that we don't have time. Everybody is wondering when it's going to happen, how long it's going to happen. That's just the thing now. Even look at the commercial with the, and Rock Block, I'm pretty sure you agree with me on this. What's that commercial with the cell phones? And they be like, oh, did you know such and such is retiring? And they be like, oh, that was so 4 seconds ago. And, you know, the quarterback heard his stuff. Oh, that was 3 or 4 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Like society, you know, in these commercials, and if you tune in live now, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, a spiritual feeding. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay. Mike Mitch, we holding him down. I want everybody to pray over Mike Mitch right now because his fiance has a traction, so most likely the baby is coming tonight, but he will be live with me next Sunday. We're going to air spiritual feeding every Sunday night, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. But we're talking about this power living. Talking about this power living is so important for you to get encourage yourself in the Word of God. You know, if you can get down on yourself, you can get up on yourself. How about that? If the energy that it takes to feel depressed and hurt and just feel some type of way, it takes the same energy you can use to encourage yourself to be looking forward to the next day. Be thankful when you wake up in the morning. That power living. That's what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about this all week. I want y'all to take power living and talk to your family, your friends, your coworkers. When they be like, oh, I can't get a job, the recession, my baby mother, my baby father, my caseworker, my boss, my nail broke, I bumped my toe, whatever. You be the one to bear that banner for God. You be the one to say, look, we got grace and mercy on today. Break it down, because a lot of them don't know. Grace is when God blesses with something that we don't deserve every day. Let's start with life. And mercy is when God withholds the things that we ain't ready for right now. Get this power living. Feed your spirit. We feed our physical. We feed our mental. And we wonder why it be a void sometimes when we didn't took care of everything. We didn't paid all the bills. The kids is good. But we sitting with ourselves and there's this empty and this void filling. That's your spirit is empty. And at any time you guys is on the line, you can press 1 to get your mic open to give the feedback on power living, because we power living with each other. We encouraging each other today.
Amen.
That's what it's about. I'm just a tool to be used, y'all. God gave me this platform to be able to air live and to reach masses of people. And I take this time to talk about him. God only asks us for 10%. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours. I try to give him every second.
Little
talk.
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Listen, We wanted to say that to add to your power living list, I would say surround yourself with positive people. People that know God, people that know and believe in the same God you believe in, because and the Bible, it says that God asked Peter, who do people say I am? And, you know, he said some people say you're Elijah, the prophet, Jeremiah, the weeper, the weeping prophet, so forth and so on, right? And, you know, to put it in hood terms, you know, a lot of people say he's a hater. A lot of haters say this, a lot of haters say that. A lot of people say you're this, a lot of people say you're that. But if you surround yourself with people who know who God is, then they'll tell you, like, listen, God, I know who you are, and this is who you are. You're my provider. You're my protector. You're my healer. You're my everything. You're the Messiah. You're the Son of God. You know what I mean? And to surround yourself with someone like Peter, to eliminate all the rumors, all the naysayers, and just say, this is who you are. Forget what they said. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what they say, because we all know who you are. And to surround yourself with someone like that, or people like that, in this world, is what I think power living, you know, is about.
And I definitely agree with you on that, Rock the Block, with surrounding yourself. You got to check your surroundings. You got to smell yourself. Yeah, I said that. Smell yourself. You know, you gotta look at, you gotta set in a fragrant atmosphere in our lives. And when I say that, I mean, you know, set in a fragrance of praise in your house. Cause it starts with at home. Like when you wake up in the morning, or when you in the house, you know, set in that mood, setting that blessings in your house, that crazy house. You can go in somebody's house and you know that they love the Lord when you go up in there. Like, you know. And it's not just the gospel music playing. And one of the scriptures that come to me that I say that is John 12. John chapter 12, verse 3, it says, then took Mary a pound of ointment and a spikenard very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the anointment. And that's John 12:3. You know, the way we smell affects us to the core. Real talk. You know, if you don't believe me, don't take a bath for a few days. You know, you won't be able to stand yourself. For power living, living like a God, like God intended, we must condition ourselves to bathe every day, y'all. Every day in his word. Here's what we can do. Here's some of the things that, you know, we can do to start on that, to bathe in ourselves and the world, and changing the way we smell, because our attitudes stink, y'all. We got to get rid of these attitudes and get some gratitude. And it don't take for a new year to come in for us to start it. We can start it right now. As a matter of fact, we could have started yesterday. Real talk. You know, and this is how I do, you know, and what you can do, you know, to start practicing the lifestyle of power living. As you're taking your showers in the morning, or your bath to, you know, tomorrow or tonight, sing to the Lord in the shower. I sing to the Lord in the shower. I know that I can't sing, but it's all right. I sing to the Lord in the shower, and I pray to him in the shower, in my bath. Wash yourself physically. Wash yourself emotionally, spiritually. You know, at the same time, you know, pour out the sacrifices that you are making as a godly man or woman. Think about it. Just pour out all the sacrifices that you're making as a godly man and woman. Because it, for me, when I chose God, it was things that dropped off in my life of people I had loved, and I just knew that it was going to be forever. Like, this is my friend to the end, this is my man for the end, and God revealed that that's not for you. That's not what I have for you. That's not what I call for you. but I need to know if you're strong enough to be able to receive this gift that I'm blessing you with. You, I don't have to change for the world. The world changed for me. We get so caught up in, you know, the world that we don't realize we don't have to change for the world. The world gonna change for us through God's glory. You know, you got to pour out your costly oil to the Lord in a song, in a shower. You know, don't worry about not being able to sing, you know. As again, I said, I can't either. You know, as we anoint Jesus with our worship, it begins to change the atmosphere and it begins to bring a sweet fragrance, a presence to our heart and our lives. I noticed that with my son. He's 9 years old now. His whole, the way that we interact with each other now and the relationship that we have is so much more stronger. It was at a time that Makai just broke me off, like, yeah, that's mom, she here, she cooks, she do her, and that's it. But we didn't really have a bond. So if you have issues with your children, with family members, with your mate, it has to start with you. You can't try to save them. You're not the Messiah. Let's just say that. We are not the Messiah. You got to save yourself first. You got to get your spirit right first. You got to practice power living and watch they follow you like they follow you on Twitter. They're going to follow right behind you. They're going to follow suit because they're going to see that you're changing and they're going to see the joy that you have every day, no matter what's going on in the house or around you in your neighborhood, no matter where you at on your job. They're going to be like, how do you get all that joy? And you can tell them, my strong tower, Yahweh. Let me tell you about him. You want to get to know him? Don't worry. It's here for the taking for you, too. He didn't just give Jesus, you know, Jesus was a sacrifice on the cross just for me, for all of us. It's very important, man. Change the smells in your house. Change the atmosphere in your house. You can do it. It's yours. And it starts with that power living, man. I want to definitely get y'all feedback on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to get your mic open and get your feedback. We're about to take another music break and get into some more of this good music. And when we come back, Rock a Block, I'm going to get back to you. Let's see what we got here. I got a lot of hot gospel music. Big shout out to all the gospel artists and the gospel rappers. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, they don't even know what they do for me on a daily basis.
I know that's right.
I mean, for real, they don't even know what they do for me on a daily basis. I'm just thankful for y'all. Let's pick something random. Let's go.
Sometimes I feel like, Lord, I'm falling, I just can't get up. And it'd be multiple things that I can fall to, and I have to speak, I have to keep it on the eye. But I was like, Lord, bless me with a scripture, and he did. It's Hebrews
chapter 4, of course, Hebrews, when we're talking about falling, can't get up, and temptation, but in, you know, feeling pain. But it's Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, it says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but we in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." I think you got me on speaking to Rock the Block. "Let us therefore come boldly onto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need." That is a powerful scripture. Like, really. Are you feeling my pain, Lord? I remember saying that one time, like, Lord, can you feel this? Like, can you see what I'm going through? Like, can you see this? And now I hear God talking like I've always seen you. I never was, there was not a second that I was not around you. But I want you to think about one area in which you are falling in temptation, into temptation today. This is what I want everybody to do. This is what God is using me. It's not just me. It's God. This is what God wants us to do. Whether the temptation is physical, like cigarettes or sex or alcohol, weed, you know, gait now, or whether it's emotional, like manipulating people, gossiping, lying. Or it can be spiritual, too. It can be spiritual, too, like not reading your word or not spending time with the Lord, you know, paying your tithes is another thing. You know, understand that Jesus sympathized with us, and he sympathized with our weaknesses in many areas. So, you know, he understands, and he was tempted with some pressures, you know, that we are feeling as well. Yet, but he didn't sin. Jesus was tempted too, but he didn't sin. You know, one of the secrets I come to really find, and I'm going to throw this over to you, Rocker Block, one of the secrets to power living in this area is to tap into God's power to overcome temptation. You got to tap into his power to overcome temptation.
That's,
you know,
right.
You got to run to the throne of grace. You got to run to it. To run to the throne of grace and ask God, you know, for his ability, over you to just to overcome temptation, you know, for him to provide you with a way to escape. And I got a beautiful song by Terry Conn. I'm going to play that, too, in a little bit. But, you know, for a way to escape, you know, when you ask God for a way to escape, you got to do three things. You got to trust him. You got to rely on him. You got to believe that God rewards those who diligently seek him. God will reward you if you diligently seek him.
That's right.
God's got your back. You know, God got your back. If you learn to run to him when you are tempted, or, you know, when you find yourself operating in his strength, it is something amazing.
And when you're running, don't run like you're running like suicides at basketball practice, where you run and then you run back. You know, you got to run and then that's it. When you run and you just jump into his arms and just let him carry you, you know what I mean, the rest of the way. Because, I mean, staying prayed up is very important about everything, whatever the sin is, whatever the situation is, whatever the downfall, you have to pray about it. And you have to just go into that secret place like you was talking about earlier. You know, find somewhere quiet, you know, whether it's your bathroom, whether it's your shower, whether it's your bedroom, your living room, the bathroom at work, your desk, somewhere, you know, your quiet place can be, and just pray about the situation and talk to God and listen. And always listen, because that's important too. So when you say run, run and no running back.
Yeah, if you want to run, you know, ain't no need for you to try to be cute, because I was trying to be cute and say, in 804, I'm about to get to you. I used to try to be cute and be like, yeah, I'm going to got my little stilettos on. And, you know, I just dressed up the body. I dressed up the temple. It really didn't do anything for my spirit. I was just showing up fancy at church. But I wasn't getting the words because I was too busy looking around. So that power living is very important to be prayed up, to get to your most humble state stripped down. It comes to a humble, because he didn't care that I had Gucci pumps on. That meant nothing to the Lord. Let's go to the hotline to get some love. We're talking about this power living. 804-798. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I'm the host, Diva Mary Kay, and Mike Mitch is my co-host, but he is at the hospital right now. The baby should be coming. Go ahead and hit us up with some spiritual feeding. What did you want to add on to this topic here tonight?
Well, it's still close enough to New Year's Day that you can have a resolution, and I have a very easy one. It's not like a gym membership that you give up after a few weeks. It's really just getting up every day and choosing between two words. One is fear, the other is love, and you can switch from fear to love any time. Now, if you do that every day all the way through up till December 31st, I think you'll see that you had a very interesting year and a good one.
Amen. That's deep. And you right about that, because fear is
love. I choose love. There's no
fear.
Yeah,
I choose love.
That's the bottom line in everything. That's the lesson we're all here to learn, is unconditional love. I'm working on a very big mission and vision of bringing unconditional love into spiritual economics globally.
And it got to start with that power living. Power living is so important, because I think that a lot of people just want to give up on themselves and just have a reason and looking around at everything that's going on. Instead of looking around, you need to look up for your help.
You got to look within. That's where it's all at. You have to get out of your head and into your heart. Align your heart with the Creator, whoever you feel that is. Accept Jesus Christ. I invite anyone to ask him to come into your heart, and you can't go wrong. And then you have to ask for divine guidance on a daily basis. And the other big key is to be in gratitude no matter what your circumstances.
Because you can always be worse. Your situation can be a lot more worse than somebody else's. And I think a lot of us, we really don't see that. We're so caught up with what's going on around us and what everybody else is doing, that we're missing out on our own happiness, our own joy. Who said that we can't have heaven right here on earth?
That's exactly right. That's why I'm actually standing on my truth. I'll share a little blog with you if that'll provide some information. I'll give you an example of what I term my self-taught expertise of creative utilization of information. The blog is the word creativity, the number 777.com. And on that blog, there's a little poem that I wrote many years ago as a motivator in my own life. I dedicated it to my earth angel wife. You'll see a picture of her on her wedding day. She passed January 2007. The poem is also in the President Ronald Reagan Library. It's discussed as a weapon against terrorism in the interview that can be downloaded from the blog, and currently I'm using it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves. The poem's only 3 lines long. It's titled Caring Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life should be all about.
Well, Hugh, thank you so much for sharing that and, you know, sharing that information. And you're definitely right. I agree with you on that there. And I just thank you for calling into Spiritual Feeding and just giving your feedback on it. I'm going to leave your mic open. You can jump in at any time.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. This power living is so important, and it's so important for us to come together. Rocker Block, you have said something early in the show with, you know, making sure you're surrounding who you surround yourself with. Make sure you guys are worshiping, and you guys both worship the same Creator. Because religion is one of the things that separates people, separates families, separates businesses, separates everything. Because someone said, okay, is this way and is that way, but at the end of the day, we all worship the same creator. We all worship the same God. We all have the same cause, and that's why, you know, I understand now that it's just a lot of people just want to have it their way. But that's not what God says. You know, that's not what's in the words, in the word in the Bible, what God has said for us. And I've had plenty of people came up to me was like, oh, but the Bible contradicts itself, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, if you more focus on the problem, then you definitely can't be part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
If your whole argument is to come to me and tell me what's contradicting in this Bible, but you're not focused on the greater good for the people, then we really don't have anything to talk about. I'm going to continue to keep praying for you and KIM.
That's right.
You don't sit in the debate and argue with somebody about your belief with you and your creator, because your spiritual relationship with God is going to be different from theirs. So there's, for those who out there who find themselves in kind of like this mingle, this tangle with people who are saying, oh, the Bible contradicts itself and your God does this and they got you brainwashed or whatever, you do not argue with them people. Because guess what? Your relationship with God is really different, a whole different than what theirs is going to be. We're all different. We're not the same.
Not to change subjects, but you remember when we talked about secret places, right?
Yes.
And, you know, the scripture that I had for that came from Psalm 91. Verses 1 and 2. I'm gonna read it. If that's all right with you.
Oh yeah, God's word is always accepted.
All right, let me get it. Let me just make sure I have the right one here. Don't you got your Bible with you? I don't have.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, I should have had it ready, but it said something.
Take your time. Why are you looking for that scripture? I wanted to touch on this.
Okay, I got it. So
you got it?
It says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. So, in other words, you can go to God and hide. You can go to God for protection and say to God that He is your refuge and His fortress and your fortress, and in Him you will trust. So that's what you get out of going into your secret places, going into your bathroom, wherever it is that you go for your secret place, your car even, and talk to God, because He will cover you. You know, this is the purpose of going into the secret place and not trying to do it so other people can see you. And because that is where your reward will end, by what the people see you doing. But if you can go to God in your secret place and stay there and talk and listen and build your relationship, your love relationship, and everything else, God will cover you. God will keep you. And that's what's important about going into the secret place and dwelling in God for protection and for whatever else you believe in Him about.
And one of the key words that you said, Walker Block, is relationship. Relationship, relationship, relationship. We got to get this. Relationship. It's a relationship. It's not, you know, a service that you go out and buy. You know, it's not something that, like you were saying, it's not a New Year's resolution. It's not a gym description that you get and you don't use, you know, all year. It's a relationship. It takes time to build. You know, you have to show yourself worthy to our Creator. You got to show yourself worthy to God. He going to love you anyway. You know, but I like to have somebody that's faithful to me, somebody that loves me. This is so important. It's so important. The same things that we want in the relationship, you know, as far as what we, these worldly relationships, you know, it's nothing compared with a relationship that you will have with God. I was in a relationship, and I wasn't married to that man, and we were living in the same house together. But I love God more than I love that man. And I told him that, and I said, you know what, it's nothing personal, but, you know, I can't live in this house with you like that. Now, if you're talking about marriage, if you're talking about a commitment with God first and then me, then we can move forward. But if not, you know, ain't no hard feelings. You go ahead and do what you want to do, and I have to do what I'm going to do.
That's right.
Because my loyalty lies with the Lord at the end of the day. And I want him to know that I love him just as much as he loves me, that I'm faithful to him just like he's faithful to me, that I'm ready and able and willing to bear and go through like Jesus did for me. And it
That's right.
Because I didn't want to, I don't want to put generational curses on my son, on my family, and anybody that I get with. Because we having a baby, you know, that generation, of course, is going to go on to your baby, to your generation now. And it is not cool. And I said it over and over again. I said, if I can be faithful to you in this physical relationship, and if I can respect you, then I can be faithful and respect my Creator who provides me everything. My everything. We got to think about that.
You know,
we get so caught up in these relationships, being faithful to our jobs, being faithful to our mates, being faithful to school, being faithful, but God is taking the back burner, and he is the one that provides it and make it all happen. And just like you said, it has to start within. You got to put your foot down. You got to tell your flesh woman or your flesh man, nah, man, I'm not doing this with you. You a temporary fix. At the end of the day, what are you going to give me? You temporarily. You only here for a moment's time, and then you gone. They got me looking for you in the daylight with a flashlight, all emotionally jacked up. I don't never have to look for God. Ain't it nice that we can just call on the Lord? I don't have to pick up a phone. I ain't got to pay a bill. I ain't got to go down the street. I don't have to go through no third parties. I just call on the Lord and he hears me. And I hear him too now. And it's a blessing to be able to communicate with the Lord, man. When it first started happening to me, it scared the mess out of me.
Amen. When you communicate with God in a specific, in this quiet way, what I mean is from 1 Peter 3:4, it says your beauty should come from inside you, the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. That beauty will never disappear. It is worth very much to God. That's what the verse says, and that's important, because if you can come to God with the gentle and quiet spirit, I'm sorry. Take over here.
No, no problem. One thing that I wanted to say in the scripture here, you know, is my belly being full with goodness. When I have the Lord, when I'm speaking and communicating and worshiping the Lord, my belly is full with goodness. I remember my belly used to be full with nervousness and fear and of the unknown and depression. But one of the scriptures that did it for me was Psalms 34:8. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Trusting God, waiting on him, knowing and already saying that God got me, he's going to take care of this. I don't have to wait on the Lord. That provision, that belief, already claiming it, like, I know God going to take care of this for me, so I ain't even got to touch it. I don't have to do nothing. To trust in him is a beautiful situation because he always show up. He always show up and show out. But that scripture right there, it tastes good even saying it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusteth in him. God, I'm just so thankful that I can trust in you now, and I'm at a point in my life where I can honestly say I love you and I trust you. Before we get out of here, I definitely want to get some feedback from you guys. Everybody on the line, if you want to get some feedback, Hugh, your mic is open. Rocker Block, your mic is open. 111, your mic is open. If you guys want to get some feedback before we get out of here, you know, you guys can.
Yes, I think at this point in time, we all have to realize that we're all spiritual beings. We came from spirit. We're here playing a physical game. We're going to go back into spirit. So it is unconditional love. That's the bottom line. So let's learn now through the existing technologies to connect with one another in caring, sharing, collaborative ways. Come out into your community, learn who your neighbor is, drop the racial baloney. You may have to depend on your neighbor in a disaster and vice versa. And also, entrepreneurism is what built this country, and entrepreneurism is what can bring it back on track. If you do it with God as your co-creator, there's no limitations. And that is a way I think we should go for our future. And it's very easily done. It's just putting your faith and trust in God and asking him for guidance.
I definitely agree. I touch and agree with you on that. And you hit every point there was to hit right there. And you definitely right about that. You guys are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Spiritual Feeding. Make sure you tune in with us next Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Be sure to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot and click on the follow button so you can get updates and know when we are going to be live. This is Terry Kahn right here. Way to escape. Keep God first, family second, and career third.
More and more. stuck in place with a way of escape. So I'm chasing after you, I am seeking after you.